Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In this folk studio, we bring you traditions connected with ilinden, hail and thunderstorms. Ilinden, or St. Elijah's Day, falls on July the 20th, old-style calendar, the day of the Old Testament prophet Elia, or Elijah. When God decided to take him up to the heavens, a chariot of fire came down to earth and whisked him up alive. Because of his prophecies, his sanctity, and the purity of his earthly life, in biblical texts, Elijah is described as a divine man and an earthly angel. In folklore, the saint is painted as a very different figure. He's strong, powerful, and quick-tempered. He is the master of the summer celestial elements, the clouds, the rain, the thunder, the hailstorms. He is evidently heir to the pagan deities, rulers of rain and thunder, Perun and Tangra. More about the legends and beliefs connected with Saint Elijah, as well as the folklore tradition on Ilinden, from Albena Bezovska in this edition of Folk Studio. According to legend, when God gave out the world, Saint Elijah got the summer thunder and lightning. To protect the crops, he would traverse the skies in a chariot of gold in pursuit of the dragon, because it was the dragon that fed on the wheat, while the bolts of lightning were the flames that came out of the horses' nostrils and from under their hooves, or the arrows he used to try and transfix the dragon. So, in folklore tradition, he has many names that speak for themselves. Gromovnik, Gromulomnik, Gromudol, all of them derived from the word grum, or thunderclap. When he's angry or happy, he can work miracles. That is why his sister, Saint Mary, some call her Fiery Mary, kept the date of his patron saint's day a secret from her brother for fear of his unleashing the elements on the world. The saint carries hailstones up his sleeves, and when he encounters sinners or infidels, he works up a hailstorm. St. Mary's Day is 2 days after Linden on July the 22nd. That is when the church celebrates the memory of Mary Magdalene, the bringer of peace. According to one folklore legend, on her day, Mary put on her best clothes to go to church. She met her brother on the way, who asked her where she was going. "Today is my day, so I shall go and light a candle," she answered. "When will my day come, so I could have some fun too?" Saint Elijah sighed. "Your day has come and gone," his sister laughed. They call Ilinden High Summer because it was said July the 20th marked a turning point in the weather. People living by the Black Sea say that is when the sea turns to become stormy and cold and claim human lives. That is why on Ilinden, fishermen do not go out to sea and no one bathes in its waters. No work should be done on Ilinden, and this is a ban that was on the whole observed across the Bulgarian lands. To this day, on July the 20th, fetes with votive offerings were organised in many towns and villages. According to tradition, the animal sacrificed on this day was the old rooster or father rooster. Women would make ritual loaves called Bogovica or Kulac and dedicate them to Saint Elijah. In some parts of southern Bulgaria, a bull would be chosen for the sacrifice. The table would be laid near old hallow ground or an age-old tree close to the village. It was believed that the votive meal on Ilinden would safeguard the people and the crop from thunder and hailstorms. There are different stories describing how and when hailstorms are born. In Bulgaria, the guardians of hail are called Krivcho, Slepcho and Gluchcho, derived from the words for blind, deaf and crooked. According to some of the most popular legends, hailstorms are made by what are known as hail saints. Besides the all-powerful Saint Elijah, they include the saints Germain, Bartholomew, Theodore and Elisha. Just as with all natural elements, the ice storms are brought down on men for the sins they have committed, for failure to observe bans on major church holidays, or for disrespecting the hail saints.
Лилия, леле, утро.
eagles are also thought to be connected with hailstorms. It is said that there is an eagle leading every hail cloud, and that is why eagles' nests must not be disturbed. Whenever a black cloud appears, the men would take their rifles and take shots at it to frighten the eagle into taking the cloud somewhere else. People also believe that if they were to look at the cloud through the willow twig wreath they have kept since Palm Sunday, or through a sieve, the hailstorm would pass them by. In some parts of Bulgaria, the candle from the St. George's Day lamb would be lit, or the first egg dyed red at Easter, taken out of the house. Ilinden, St. Elijah's Day, is a day celebrated by all people named Ilya, Ilyan, Ilyana, and their derivatives, Ilka, Lina, Licho, etc. It is also the day of curriers, fur dressers, saddle and tile makers. In Folk Studio, we brought you the traditions connected with Ilinden, as well as hail and thunderstorms.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.